Platte River Radio is ready to bring you another great basketball broadcast, but first we'll prepare you for the game with the New Tech Seed pregame show, which starts right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Pinnacle Bank Arena. We have crowned four state champions. We have two to go. And what a great show the smallest class in the state put on just a little bit ago. Exeter Milligan over the defending state champions from Bancroft-Rosalie in double overtime, 67-62. And we go from the smallest class in the state in terms of school population to now the largest. Omaha South taking on Creighton Prep for the state title as South comes in as the number three seed in the state. They are 23-3. Prep is the number one overall seed. They were rated number two in the state by both the Lincoln Journal Star and the Omaha World Herald coming in. But Prep, South, a couple of the names that you heard all season long in terms of who you kind of felt was going to be playing for a state title. As, again, no one's really surprised. South is here. Yeah, Prep is here. Well, we're all here, and we're going to crown ourselves a state champion for a couple of teams that are very athletic, like the pressure of the ball, and are not at all afraid to go after each other. Prep, of course, has some of the best history in the state in terms of their tradition. They've been to the state basketball tournament 54 times. They won state titles in 1924, 35, 36, 40, 45, 64, 69, 76, 81, 94 and 2009, and they've been runner-up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other times. So being in the finals is nothing new in the vaulted history of Creighton Prep basketball. For Omaha South, they have won some state championships as well. They've been here 33 times. They won state titles in 37, 44, 60, 1990 as the last time they won a state title, but they were runner-up just a few years ago. They were runner-up back in 2012. And they also have played for state titles, but losing back in 1911, 1912, and 1959. So long tradition, long history for both of these two schools, and both of them nearing the pinnacle. One of them is going to come away with a big piece of hardware here, as both had easy games yesterday in their semifinals to earn a spot in the championship game. South just mauled Lincoln Northeast 61-38, and Creighton Prep had no problem with Bellevue West in the semifinals, 75-48. So it's Creighton Prep and Omaha South for the state basketball championship. As we'll continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups here from Pinnacle Bank Arena for the Class A State Championship. When we come back right after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
And welcome back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena. Let's give you our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And for This Class A state championship, starting for Omaha Creighton Prep with a record of 26-2, will be Thomas Pritchard. He is a 6'1 senior. He averages 9.9 points, 1.6 rebounds. Tyson Smiley is a 6'2 senior who averages 5.2 points and 2.6 rebounds. William Schenken is a 6'7 junior who averages 8.5 points, 5.2 rebounds. Drew Homa, a 6'6 junior, he averages 11.7 points and 6.7 rebounds. And Chad Whittesey is a 6'3 senior. Whittesey averages 8 points, 4.5 rebounds for head coach Josh Ludke. For Omaha South and their head coach Bruce Chumick, their starters are Carlin McSpadden. He is a 6'2 junior who averages 11.5 points and 2.9 rebounds. Monty McGarry is a 6'2 junior, averaging 8.2 points and 4.3 rebounds. Makur Agrope is a 6-foot-tall junior. Agrope averages 11 points and 6 rebounds. Noah Fant is a 6'5 junior, averaging 11.8 points and 5.3 rebounds. And Anthony Namey is a 6'8 senior. Namey averages 11.6 points and 6.9 rebounds, a contest for Omaha South and head coach Bruce Chubbuck. Again, South comes in at a record of 23-3. Prep, as we mentioned, 26-2. These two teams have gotten together over the course of several years as they battle quite a bit. And Creighton Prep did lose to Omaha South. South did pick up the win 62-52, pretty much in the middle of the season. And again, one of the other highlight wins here for Omaha South was their action against Oak Hill Academy. They lost that game 59-54, but played very, very well against the top-ranked high school team in the state. South is in their home white uniforms. They are the home team here, and Prep will be in their road black uniforms, white outline on the blue numbers and the blue letters on their uniforms. And the Packers have already broken the huddle. They're all set and ready to go. Fant will be doing the jumping here for the Packers of Omaha South. And Creighton Prep getting some last-minute advice here from Coach Ludke. And they'll step out there for the jump, and doing it is going to be Schenken. So Schenken doing the jumping. So is Fant here for Omaha South, and we're all set and ready to go. The Class A state championship game is underway, and the tip is controlled here by McGarry for Omaha South, and South brings in the offensive end. South dribbles on that left side. All the way down is going to be McGarry. McGarry, ball fake out, little up and under move, has a shot block, picks it up, and now kicks it back out for McSpadden. McSpadden gives it off here for Fant, top of the circle, and he'll give off on the left side here for a rope. Rope taking his time, dribbling near mid-circle, and again, being very patient here is going to be McSpadden. When the opportunity runs, both these two teams will go up and down the floor, but they also can take some time off the clock with their half-court offense. Right side of a rope, he's looking on the inside, wants to get it on the baseline, and does to Namey. Namey kicks it back out here for a rope. Around the perimeter we give here, left side for McSpadden. McSpadden will drive, dish out to a rope. A rope drives the baseline, elevates, and scores. Got an 8-foot jumper on the baseline, and the first points of the ball game belong to South. Packers back on defense as Smiley brings it across the timeline. Entry pass goes off the hands of Whittesey, but is he able to track it down and give it back out to Smiley? Smiley now drives all the way in, loses the basketball, and McGarry comes up with it. McGarry up ahead here for McSpadden, and the pass right side. Fant's going to lay it up and in. A near dunk. He dropped it in. Didn't quite have the elevation he needed to slam it in. So Smiley in the offensive end, 4-0 South here in the early stages. On the baseline with it is Whittesey. He'll kick it out top of the circle here for Schenken. Schenken gives on the left side. A little ball fake, and Pritchard has it. And they'll skip it out. Now spinning right side over to Smiley. Smiley gives it off here for Homa. And Homa will take it top of the circle and just hand the ball off here for Schenken. Schenken's going to drive, take it off glass. Good. Had to dribble around Fant, who was in great position there. And the Packers will face a little bit of pressure by Prep, but they get it in the offensive end. A rope gives it now right wing here for McGarry. Top of the circle, thinking about the three is Namey, and he will pull the trigger. His shot's going to be no good. And was Pritchard the last to touch it? Yes, he was. So it goes off for Creighton Prep. And the Packers will inbound the basketball on their own baseline. They lead it 4-2. as both teams shooting 50% here in the early stages from the field. They finally get him where they want him to inbound the basketball from over there. And they'll toss it in here for Mix Badden. Mix Badden's going to drive the lane now. Dishes it out to the elbow. Open for 15 feet is Fant. Missed the shot. And it's rebounded by Schenken. So here comes Prep. Quickly up ahead is Smiley. Smiley going to be stopped at the elbow. And they'll work it around the perimeter. Baseline drive here by Homa, who kicks it back out for Smiley. Smiley didn't catch it in rhythm. Might have had an opportunity to do something with it had he handled that pass better. Pritchard, a little spin move, takes it off right side, shoots off glass, no good. Rebounded by Namey, and Namey's going to outlet it here for the Packers, who are on the run. McGarry, the offensive end, gives it back out here for Namey. Namey's going to drive off glass, no good, gets his own rebound, and then is going to be fouled on the putback, so he'll head to the line. Our first trip to the charity stripe for either team comes after Creighton Prep has called for their first team foul. And the foul's going to be on Smiley. That'll be his first. So here comes Namey shooting the first of two, and he rattles in and out and then back in. South has led throughout. Now their lead is now 5-2. So Anthony Namey bends the free throws, and the second free throw is up and good as well. So he's a perfect 2-for-2 from the line, and that's where both of his points come from. Prep will face full court pressure here by the Packers, and the Packers knock it away as it goes out of bounds. Last touch by McGarry. McGarry did not have enough room to track down that basketball, so Homa will inbound it now on the sideline. And again, a rope will pressure him. They get it up ahead here for Smiley. Smiley across the timeline in a flash, and he'll get it on right wing here for Schenken. Schenken can dribble if he wants to, and now he will. He just uses one dribble and gives it between the circles here for Homa. Homa in the lane. They're going to call a little hand check here on a rope. That'll be his first foul, team's first foul as well. 5 minutes to go here, quarter number one, 6-2 South. So Smiley on the baseline will trigger it in. He'll play point guard from out of bounds, and he'll get the ball back off of the inbounds. Kicks it down over here for Schenken. Schenken looks to the inside, post up there is Whittesey. Whittesey fakes in, takes it off glass, a little up and under, no good, and rebound by Fant. So Fant pulls it down, gives it off here right side for McSpadden. McSpadden between the circles here for Fant. And Fant will give it here for McCourt a rope, and he'll just hand the ball off for McGarry. All six state championship games here on the ESPN Superstation in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. And with the right ball, right side, McSpadden has it. Over there for Namey. Jump stop now in the lane for Namey. A little bit too strong with it. Goes off the rim and pulled out of there by Whittesey. Whittesey gives it up to Smiley. Smiley wants to run. They don't shut him off. He takes it all the way off glass, and he'll score. No one got in front of him, and he was able to knife through the defense and take it off the glass. Driving here is going to be Namey. He'll kick it off right side for McSpadden. McSpadden now drives the baseline, and he's going to throw it in the backcourt. That's going to be over and back. So South turns it over. Don't forget our last game of the night, the C2 State Championship game, also will be broadcast on our sister station, KKPR Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. And we've got a timeout here. We're midway through the first quarter. It's Omaha South 6, Creighton Prep 4. We'll be back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here in the Class A State Championship game right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, good ball movement for both of these two teams. Omaha South right now with a 6-4 lead as Creighton Prep shooting 40%. South is 29% so far here in the ball game. Neither team has hit a three-pointer. There's only been one attempted, and that came from South, as South has attacked a little bit more, gotten to the free throw line one more time than what South has, than Prep has, and that's really the difference. They lead it because they got 2 points from the free throw line. And we are midway through quarter number one, 6-4. Offenses haven't really kicked in the high gear yet, and we'll see what happens here as the ball's inbounded for Joseph Machado. Machado will throw it in the backcourt. It's nearly over and back, but it's going to be a turnover. Prep loses it on the run. They get it up ahead here for a rope, and a rope's going to be fouled. So South steps up with the defense and is able to knock the ball in the backcourt. Prep tried to save it, diving for it, couldn't come up with it, and great hands there by South to get the opportunity here. And as the ball's thrown up ahead here for a rope, and he's going to go to the line and shoot a couple more. So the turnovers hurting Prep here early on, but it's very early. They're only down by two, and a rope's free throw is up and no good. So one more coming up here for a rope. First miss from the line here for South as a team. As he takes his time at the line, very patient as a free throw shooter, and that one he'll rattle in. Prep making the substitution. Checking in is going to be Whittesey. Presenting sponsors of the state basketball tournament include Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. And Whittesey will get the ball in here for Szymanitz, and Szymanitz pass on that right side is going to be knocked out of bounds, almost intercepted again by the Packers. As Khalil Walker on that far side, they're starting to really pressure the ball. South is starting to feel some success. And remember, they won by about 10 against Prep earlier in the season, and they did so by forcing some turnovers. Szymanitz drives the lane, stops at the elbow. They'll work around the perimeter as Pritchard kicks it out. With the ball here is Homa. Homa drives off glass, no good. And rebound tip picked up by Whittesey, and he'll put in the putback. Offensive rebound there by Whittesey. The ball took an extra bounce there, got a couple of Packers out of position, and Whittesey was able to clean it up. So now Prep will try to pressure. Across the timeline here is going to be Walker. Walker gives it in a wave. Weaving through there is McGarry, and McGarry is going to be fouled on his way to the basket. And he was jump-stopping and putting up the shot. It was on the jump stop that he was fouled. But he wasn't on the ground very long there as he's weaving through there. And Pachano is going to be called for the foul. So Machado called for the foul. South inbounds it. And they'll just roll it out here for Fant. Fant does want to shoot over the top of Whittesey. So he'll back in, and now we'll do a little bunny hook. Hits the back of the iron. No good. Prep comes down with the rebound. On the run here is going to be Szymanitz. Szymanitz has his shot block deflected. Picking it up here is going to be Walker. Walker on the run. Walker lays it off the glass, and the Packers add to the lead, 9-6. Both teams will run out with it if you give them the opportunity, and that's exactly what happened there as Walker pulled down the rebound and then a knifing in. They left Drew Homa kind of alone. They just looked away from him while he was dribbling top of the circle and drove in and laid it off the glass. So both teams have enough quick guys that if you don't know where the ball's at, you're going to be in trouble. A rope in the offensive end. He's just going to hand the ball off here for McGarry. McGarry standing in the center jump circle here with 2:14 to go in quarter number one. He dribbles to the right side, not being closely guarded by this Prep man-to-man. Backdoor cut, catch on the baseline. Fant's in great position, and he'll lay it up and in. Not exactly an alley-oop, but it had essentially the same effect. You know, backdoor cut there, as now in the offensive end comes Szymanitz. Szymanitz gets it in the lane here for Whittesey. Whittesey's going to kick it out. Three-pointer for Machado. No good. Rebounded by McSpadden. So here come the Packers. And again, we don't have the slow plodding, walk it up, and to get into the half-court set. They're going to try to outrun you. Both teams will once they come up with a basketball. Now a little bit more patient once we're here. And Fant now will work the clock with a minute 28 to go. He dribbles near midcourt and will hand the ball off here for McGarry. They're trying to spread Prep out a little bit. A little screen. McGarry will take it off right side. They leave him alone. He lays it off glass. Good. That high screen, the other defender that actually was on him, gave up, took a bad angle. And a great job there by McGarry, realizing he had a seam and cashing in. So with the basketball is Szymanitz. And Szymanitz has the ball knocked out of bounds. As I think his foot was on the sideline, was a rope when he made contact with it. So in any event, it's going to be Prep ball here. So they didn't quite come up with the steal. Presenting sponsor of state basketball, also brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Prep to toss it in, and the inbounds pass is going to be knocked away by McGarry, and it was last touched by McSpadden as McGarry and McSpadden tried to come up with it. It was battling for it in there also, was a prep player. It was last touched by the Packers. Bruce Chubbuck having a little fun with the officiating crew here. Jacob Maturned inbounded on the baseline. Kicks it out here for Tyson Smalley, who will fire a three. Bounces around, no good. And up high for the rebound is the Packers. Snag of the bound there is Walker, who will throw it up here for McSpadden. McSpadden dribbles between his legs. Kicks it right back out here for Walker. And Walker and McSpadden just going to play a little catch here. Milking the clock here with 45 to go. Prep comes out on him, so Homer will pressure the ball. And now a rope has it. Back out for McGarry. And again, not closely guarded. They're going to work the clock here, I'm sure, for the last shot. And Bruce Chubbuck Sr., probably heard of his son, who he coached and eventually played at Nebraska. Back in the salad days of Nebraska basketball, some of the best teams were the years that Chubbuck was in uniform. McGarry has the ball near midcourt. And now he'll hand the ball off here for Khalil Walker. And with 10 seconds, we're getting close to starting making something happen. They clear out for Walker. Walker stops top of the key, still dribbling. Nice to the defense, leans it up and in. He was able to work his way around Whittacy, and a ball's inbounded. They get to about the free throw line when the horn will go off, and that will do it for the first quarter. And South has built a 7-point lead. It's 15-8. South with the lead over Creighton Prep. We'll head to the second quarter. When we come back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. And it will be prep basketball as we start the second quarter here. South with a 15-8 lead. And presenting sponsors of state basketball include Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Prep will inbound the basketball as they get it for Smiley. Smiley is just going to hand it right back off here for Homa. Homa's going to drive all the way in off glass. No good. They're fighting for the rebound. And snagging it here is going to be Fant. So Fant pulls down the rebound. And the outlet pass is going to be knocked away and out of bounds by Shrinkin. And so South will have to inbound it again. They'll face a little bit of toe compressure as they're trying to find some place to trap. They get it up ahead here for a rope. And back around the perimeter we go again. And Namey has the ball knocked out of bounds by Jacob Matern. So Namey will inbound right in front of us. And giving it off here to McGarry. McGarry picked up man-to-man here by Smiley, and they'll give it off right wing for McSpadden. McSpadden, top of the circle, has the dribble, working against some pressure here by Matern, puts up a long three-pointer, no good. Smiley with the rebound, and Smiley will lead the attack, and he'll flip it back out, giving it top of the circle for Pritchard, back to Smiley. Left side, we're working around the perimeter. Homa has it. Homa picked up man-to-man there, and we've got a little hand check foul, and I think they're going to give that one to Khalil Walker. And for Walker, that'll be his first. Walker has one. A rope has one. Only three fouls have been called against Creighton Prep as well, and that's two of the three players aren't even out there in regular players. So nobody in any foul trouble here in the early stages. Matern with the dribble. Gives it off on the right wing. And Shrinkin has it. Shrinkin, they'll double-team him, giving it to Smiley. Smiley gives it. Driving through here is Homa. Homa, a little floater in the lane. It's bouncing around, bounced on the rim, and then finally rolls in. Prep cuts the lead down to 15-10. South with the basketball, and they'll skip it off in the offensive end over there for Arope. Arope looking at this man-to-man. We'll lob it off on the left side for Namey. Namey on the baseline, kicks it back out. Driving here is going to be McGarry. McGarry in trouble, has a shot blocked by Schenken, gets the ball back, and he'll score anyway. So Monty McGarry, after having the shot blocked, got the rebound and then was able to put it back up and in, and the ball thrown in the backcourt nearly over and back. I mean, an eyelash away, but picking it up is Smiley, and Smiley now uses up the dribble. 5-second count going on, and they get a timeout. Asking for the timeout there was Homa. Homa playing a little coach there. Asks for and receives the 30-second timeout. Otherwise, that had been a 5-second call. South leads it 17-10. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take the timeout with them. It's 17-10, 6-10 to go in the second quarter. We're back after this.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. As these two teams battling each other, fortunately, both are relatively healthy. South, of course, had the terrible injury early on to Agaric Arope. Hope him a speedy recovery. Smiley will give it off here right side. Driving here is Schmonzitz. And they kick back around the perimeter to Smiley. Entry pass on the baseline. Backing in is Schenken. Schenken now pivots, looking over the top of Namey. Takes it in the lane. Shot contested, no good. Rebounded by McGarry. And McGarry will dribble out with it here for the Packers. They'll throw it on the baseline. Driving immediately. Here is going to be Fant. And Fant has his shot knocked out of bounds. Well, nice little swat out of bounds there by Schenken as he's able to knock it away. So Packers on the baseline to throw it in. McGarry has it knocked away. Defensive play there by Homa as picking up the loose ball is going to be Pritchard. Pritchard gives it up to Smiley. Smiley will attack, puts it on the rim, and now we'll head to the line as it hit the back of the iron. Wouldn't fall, but he was hit on the body. And so that'll be a foul called here on Anthony Namey. Third as a team here on South. First foul on Namey. So Tyson Smiley will step to the line. He'll be shooting a couple, and he's a 72% free throw shooter. Free throws up and good. South 17, Creighton Prep 11, 5:33 to go, and Prep's going to make a substitution for the shooter, it would appear. Nope. It's going to be Joseph Machado. So Machado will come in here for Pritchard. And Tyson Smiley, second free throw. On the way, up and good. So Namey will toss it in here for McGarry, who has no problem bringing in as they've called off the press. Brings it in the offensive end. McSpadden gave it away, now gives it back out here for McGarry. McGarry picked up man-to-man by Smiley, but not being close to guard at the moment. He'll dribble to the right side. Lob it now top of the circle here for Fant. Fant working against Schenken. Fant will get the ball back as just momentarily with it was Namey. And then driving here is going to be Fant. Missed it. Offensive rebound, Namey. And Namey gets a friendly roll there as he gets it to fall in. Staying with it, a couple offensive rebounds. Now Prep is going to attack right away, and the shot's going to be missed and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Namey. They're attacking right away as Schenken drove in there and couldn't get it to go. Pretty drive there by Schenken. Everything except the finish. And it was hanging on the rim there. Ball inbound on the baseline for Schmonzitz. And a little V-cut with the basketball with Smiley. He's going to take it off glass and score. Tyson Smiley, who averages only 5.2 points per ball game, looked like a offensive threat there. He's got 6 in the game. He's the leading scorer right now for the Junior Jays. McGarry with it, leading it now 19-14 with 4.5 to go. McGarry still on the dribble, throws it on the gets it on the baseline, and now we'll kick it back out here for Arope. Arope drives down to the baseline right side, kicks it back out top of the circle here for Walker. Walker in the lane, floater, back of the iron, no good. Rebound pulled out by Schenken, and here comes Prep. They get it to Smiley. Smiley makes a couple of guys miss, works it around the perimeter. Ball kicked back, open for three here is Szymanczyk, and he hits it. Szymanczyk hits the three-pointer, and we've got a two-point ball game. We're midway through the third quarter, excuse me, the second quarter. 19-17. South with the lead and the basketball. Baseline drive here by Fant, and Fant will finish. Again, they will isolate a little bit. Will South. Ball fake. Ball kicked out now. Top of the circle here for Smiley. Smiley will get a little screen. Dribbles off the right side. Now top of the circle. Good help side defense there by Namey. And they'll get the ball back out here for Homa. Homa kicks it off right side. Three-pointer good for Szymanczyk again. So Szymanczyk hits the three-pointer. I'll get his name right eventually if he keeps soaking those three-pointers because I'll hear Rich say it enough. Top of the circle on the drive here is McGarry. McGarry, little hesitation, pulls up just inside the three-point arc. Shot's going to be no good. And pulled down by Prep. Slowing it down here is Homa. Homa's pass going to be off one of the South players and into the South bench. Omaha South still has the lead, but now it's been cut down to one. 21-20. Carlin McSpadden checking in here for Omaha South with 3:02 to go. And the ball going to be inbounded here for Szymanczyk. Szymanczyk helps kick the ball left side for Smiley. Smiley's pass deflected and intercepted. McGarry comes up with it. Doesn't have numbers, but he'll drive, take it off glass, and he's fouled. He hung in the air long enough to make an adjustment with the defender in front of him to get a good look at the basket and also get hit on the arm. So Prep going to be called for the foul here, and Nathan Szymanczyk is going to be called for the foul. So McGarry will have two free throws here, trying to add to Omaha South's lead, and the first one's no good. 21-20, 2:50 to go here in the second quarter. And Prep doing some hand signals to kind of tell what they want to do here. As the ball now being handed back to McGarry. McGarry with the free throw. It's up and good. So Prep down by two. Inbounds it to number two, Tyson Smiley. Picked up man-to-man by McGarry. Smiley throws it on the right side. But Szymanczyk's shot no good. Rebounded by Cale Walker. And Khalil Walker still open here, top of the circle. Now he's going to go down. They're looking at just playing a little catch here, him and Monty McGarry. And McGarry will dribble and give it off here right side for McSpadden. McSpadden looking in. Now gives top of circle for Arope. Arope will ask for and receive a timeout. Coach Chubbuck went all the way near midcourt, asked for the timeout. His players finally saw him, and they get the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 22-20, 2:16 to go here in the second quarter. South with the lead and the basketball. We come back right after this.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here at here in Lincoln for the Class A State Championship game. Omaha South right now leading Creighton Prep 22-20. And the Packers will inbound it on the far sideline. McSpadden's going to be the one that is going to inbound it. They actually made a last-second change there. And they'll get the ball in here for Arope. Arope, they clear out for him. Arope will spin. He'll float. He'll put it on the rim. It's short, tipped. Arope comes up with it, and then it's going to be a hell ball. Arope had it, and then doubling down on him is going to be Machado. Machado will tie up the basketball. Possession arrow is pointing to the Packers, so they'll inbound it on the baseline. Anthony Namey back in here for the Packers. And a nice pass on the inside. Layup left wing by McGarry. No good. It might have been deflected a little bit. Loose ball picked up by Homa. Homa throws it up ahead on the run. It's Pritchard. Pritchard's going to outrun everybody for a layup. Just like that, we are tied at 22. And in transition, McSpadden's going to fire a three. No good. Rebounded by Pritchard. Pritchard comes up with a chance for Prep to take their first lead. Prep stops on the left elbow. The trail three. Nope. Smiley's going to drive with it instead. He lays it off the rim. It's no good. Pulled down by Fant. Fant's going to slow down a little bit and give the ball out here for Namey. And Namey hands it off to McGarry. And here come the Packers in the offensive end. Preps trailed the entire game. And now they're tied at 22 with a minute 22 to go. Top of the circle. Namey hits a long two. His back heels were on the three-point line when he hit the shot. Smiley quickly in the offensive end after getting the inbounds. Gives it to Homa, and Homa took an extra step when they passed it to him. So an unforced error here on Prep as they turn it over. Four turnovers here for Creighton Prep, three for Omaha South. Both teams have scored 4 points off of turnovers. So we're nearing the final minute of the first half here as the Packers have that two-point lead and the basketball. McGarry. And the offensive end gives left side here for Arope. Arope stops at the elbow, puts up a 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound tipped and picked up by Smiley. Smiley up ahead here to Whittesey, and Whittesey going to be fouled. He dives in hard, puts up the left-hand layup. He's going to be hit on the arm as he does so. And that is going to be on Noah Fant. And for Fant, that's going to be his second, I believe. So Whittesey will step to line, shoot a couple. Whittesey already has 2 points in the ball game. First trip to the line, and back of the iron, it's no good. 50.9 to go here in regulation. Omaha South 24, Creighton Prep 22. Jacob Matern going to check in here. And he's going to be picking up Machado. Machado wasn't out there very long at all. At the free throw line, Whittesey. Trying to cut into a two-point deficit with 50.9 to go here. Don't forget, coming up for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, Whittesey's free throw is up and good. And Prep's going to make another substitution here as William Schenken comes in. And with that last-second substitution, it helps Prep set up their press. So that's a little gamesmanship and a nice bit of work there for Josh Ludke, the Creighton Prep coach. Ball inbounded here for McSpadden. And up ahead, the long pass to Khalil Walker. Khalil Walker's going to drive. Shot's no good, but he's fouled. Break the press and attack. That's what the Packers did there as Walker drove in on this right side. And it's going to be on Schenken. That'll be his first. So, again, they just make sure that they throw it from one sideline to the other, really spreading out that Prep press. Free throws up and good here for Walker. Fant has six, leading Omaha South here, and Tyson Smiley also with six. Pretty balanced scoring for both these two balanced teams. Second free throw is up and good for Khalil Walker. So, Walker now will give South a little bit bigger lead. He also has six. And Prep, I'm sure, will work for the last shot. They trail at 26-23, 32 seconds left. On the dribble near midcourt is going to be Chemnitz. Chemnitz working against Fant. And Chemnitz creates a little bit of space so they're not closely guarded. And he just kind of goes in and out, doing that so he is not closely guarded. And Smiley has it. Smiley, he's picked up man-to-man there by Arope. Gets a little screen. And he'll get the basketball out to Homa. Homa with 7 seconds left. tiptoes through the lane. Shot's going to be deflected. He missed it. Namie pulls down the rebound. Quick out left to McSpadden. 1 second left. McSpadden flips off the glass at the buzzer. Would have counted had it fallen, but it does not. It rims out, and Omaha South has to be content with a three-point lead heading into the locker room. It's Omaha South 26, Creighton Prep 23. And we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here from Pinnacle Bank Arena. We'll be back for the halftime right after this timeout.
Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
During my 23 years at Mary Lanning, I think many of the patients became my personal friends, and you can't do that in a big city.
I think it is the philosophy that Mr. and Mrs. Lanning left when they made the hospital. It's a philosophy where you work for the good of the patient. That's what you're trying to do.
It's about continuing to have a caring staff that provides very competent care, and I think that that's just continued on.
I think the Common Core that doesn't change is how we treat patients as a person.
I'm proud to have contributed to part of the history and hopefully carrying on the legacy and the values.
We all feel proud that we have been a part of that history.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
And welcome back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says, your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. The Omaha South Downs team performing here at halftime, and they got a little extra spring in their step because their Packers are leading it here at the break, 26-23 over Creighton Prep. And again, let's update you on what has happened so far today around Lincoln, as there was one local third place game of interest in Class C1. Grand Island Central Catholic picks up the third place Hardware with an easy win over Bishop Newman, 66-55. It was a 20-point game in the fourth quarter. Really wasn't even as close as the 11-point final made it seem, but Grand Island Central Catholic finishes in third place. In Class B earlier today, it was Elkhorn South with a 60-51 win over Sydney. Winnebago, really kind of the darlings of the tournament here. They traveled extremely well. They had a lot of energy in the building. I think a lot of folks were rooting for Winnebago to win their first state title in 75 years. Last time they won it was back in 1940, and the Winnebago Indians do roll here today over SCOTUS, 66-51. In Class C2, just moments ago, we saw St. Cecilia heading down to the locker room as they're preparing for the 8:30 game. It'll be Freeman and St. Cecilia coming up here at, it's scheduled for 8:30. It probably will be closer to 9 o'clock because of our game that went into double overtime, which we'll talk about here in a second. But St. Cecilia's game, not only will it be right here on the ESPN Superstation, but we'll also be simulcasting it on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And don't forget, all of our games stream live via the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. In Class D1, first game of the day was a pretty good one. High Plains trailed virtually the entire game. They took the lead with about 2.5, 3 minutes to go in the fourth, and they never relinquished it after that. And High Plains comes from behind to beat Humphrey St. Francis 64-61 as the Storm picks up the win. And in Class D2, one of the reasons why we'll be running a little bit late tonight, the first game of the evening session took double overtime before Exeter Milligan defeated the defending state champions from Bancroft Rosalie, a final of 67-62, and really what was a very exciting and well-played ball game. So your state champions so far are Elkhorn South, Winnebago, High Plains, Exeter Milligan. We're here in the Class A state championship game where Omaha South has the lead, 26-23 over Creighton Prep. And you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. And we'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report when we come back right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Again, we're at intermission where Omaha South leads Creighton Prep in the Class A state championship game by a score of 26-23. And let's look at the individual numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Prep. Both these two teams with very balanced scoring. Prep being led so far by Nathan Shimonitz, who has 6 points here in the first half. Also with six is going to be Tyson Smiley with two. William Schenken. 3 points for Chad Whittesey, 2 points for Thomas Pritchard, and four for Drew Holma. So 23 points here for Creighton Prep at intermission. They trailed at the end of the first quarter, 15-8, and they were able to cut into that lead here in the second quarter as they trail it at intermission, 26-23. They had it tied a couple of times, but Prep has never had the lead in the ball game. For Omaha South, they have a trio of players with 6 points each. Noah Fant has six. Anthony Namey also with six, and Khalil Walker with 6 points. Monty McGarry right there, he's got 5 points, and Makir Arope with 3 points here at intermission. Rebounding, 18 total rebounds for Omaha South compared to 11 for Creighton Prep. Leading rebounder for South is going to be McGarry. He's got five. Namey has four, three each for Khalil Walker, and just overall team rebounds for Omaha South. For Prep, they have 11 rebounds here in the first half. Two each from Schenken, Whittesey, Smiley, and Homa, and then one from Nathan Shimonitz. As we're at halftime, where Omaha South has the 26-23 lead over Creighton Prep. Field goal shooting in the first half for Prep, they were 9 of 21, that's 43%. They're 2 of 4 from behind the arc, so they're 50% from three-point range and 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. For South, not shooting exceptionally well. They're shooting 37% as a team. They're 10 of 27 overall, and they're 0 for 3 from three-point range and 6 of 8 from the free throw line. So once again at halftime, it's Omaha South 26 and Creighton Prep 23. We'll take a quick break. We'll continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. We come back right after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
And welcome back here as we'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Creighton Prep and South both coming out of the locker room and getting ready here for Prep. They've got to find a way to rebound the ball a little bit better. They're getting killed on the boards, and that's not helping them out. And South has been able to attack here a little bit. Total rebounds, 18 for South, 11 for Prep. And, again, offensive rebounds. Omaha South with 8 offensive rebounds. They've got 8 second-chance points. And continuing to do that would be the key to success for them. Stopping that, making that quit, would be the key to success here for Creighton Prep. Your Seeds to Success brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to get the most out of every acre? Well, that's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great seeds of success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. So a 26-23 lead here for South over Creighton Prep in the Class A state championship. And a reminder for you that the C2 state title game between Freeman and St. Cecilia will be coming up here on ESPN Radio. Also simulcast on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And, of course, all of our games all the time on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 26-23, South with a 3-point lead, and Prep will have the basketball to start the third quarter. We come back to Pinnacle Bank Arena right after this.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And the Packers looking to pressure the ball right away here as Creighton Prep will have the opportunity to inbound it right in front of us as we're at midcourt here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We are halfway through the 5th state championship game of the day. And one that we're looking forward to the most would be the C2 final between Freeman and St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia had a run of 3 straight state championships that ended 5 years ago. Well, who knows? Maybe this is the start of another run. Prep's going to inbound it. And they get it in. No problem for Smiley in the offensive end as he's picked up by McCary. And they'll work around the perimeter. Catching and shooting quickly is Pritchard. He pulled the trigger on that real quickly, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by Namy. And Namy gets it up ahead here for McGarry. McGarry gives off left side here for Arobe. And again, for Prep, I think they need to work the offense a little bit more. That was you can get that shot that he pulled anytime on any possession. Arobe throws it off right side. Now top of the circle with it is going to be Fant. Fant now fakes the drive and kicks it back out here for McSpadden. McSpadden over for Arobe, who will give it off here as it's tipped by Fant. Fant had to go up high just to keep it alive. He'll drive in the lane. He's off balance, puts up a shot that's no good. And rebounded by Pritchard. Both teams with one shot, and both those shots were bad to start their first possessions of the second half. See if Prep shows a little bit more patience here. Holman will roll it out top of the circle for Schenken. Schenken now is going to hand it off for Smiley. Smiley gets a little screen here, takes it top of the circle, And he gives off left wing. Driving now is going to be Homa. Homa missed the shot. Rebound tipped around to Rope has it. Rope's leading the break. Long pass up ahead to McGarry. McGarry has a shot blocked out of bounds, but he's fouled. And Homa, I think, thought he was clean. He's walking off. Upset with that call, and the foul is going to be on Smiley. Smiley's the one that committed the foul, but the reaction, very interesting there by Homa. McGarry at the free throw line. It's the front of the iron. It's no good. There was a lot of body contact there. I think the officials absolutely got that one right. So I'm not exactly sure why Homa's so upset. Free throw here for McGarry. Missed the first one. So it's still 26-23. 6:47 to go here in the third quarter. And now South will add to the lead. They do stroke in the second one. Shanking to toss it in. 5-second count going on. They get it in time. No problem. Smiley will get the ball back out for Shanken. Shanken's across the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Gives it to Smiley. Smiley facing some man-to-man pressure there by a rope. Smiley gets a screen. Takes it on that left side. Prep hedges over there. So now on him is going to be Namey. And they're going to switch back as Namey will come off. And the pressure is going to come from a rope again. Still dribbling is Smiley. Smiley now hands off on the left side here for Shanken. Shanken's going to drive, and he'll lay it up and in. A little floater in the lane. For a second there, he had it pinned on his hip because of a reach there by South, but he was able to use some good hands and straighten himself up and shoot that one with some balance. So 27-25, and they'll spin it on the baseline here for Namey. Namey gets it in the lane for Fant. Fant's going to reset the offense, kick it around the perimeter. Left side, McGarry gives it off for Fant, and then cycling through is going to be McGarry. Fading away here is going to be Fant, and Fant will hit it. Little fade away, about 8 feet away. And Prep's going to inbound. Homa faces the pressure, intercepted. Coming up with it is Namey. Namey's going to kick it back out for a rope, gives it off to a cutter, driving here is Fant. Fant missed it, and rebounded by Smiley. So South missed the opportunity here. On the run is going to be Homa. Homa dribbles into the corner, and now he'll get the ball handed back to him. And so kick it top of the circle. With it is Shanken. Shanken gives left side for Smiley. Smiley off for a screen, gives it off here for Homa. Homa in the lane, bounce pass back out, pick left side to Smiley. He throws it in the corner. Good ball movement. Homa will fire a three. No good. Rebound taken out by McSpadden. McSpadden's going to lead a three-on-two break, but, well, the Packers are the two there, so they'll work the ball back on the baseline. Fantastic. Fant gives it on the baseline here. Whittesey's going to pick some pressure on him, giving it back to McGarry. Back on that left side for Fant. Fant and Whittesey doing battle there. Kick into the corner. Three-pointer coming up here from McGarry. No good. And Smiley pulls down the rebound. Smiley up here for Prep. 29-25. Smiley drives all the way in. Missed a contested layup. Namey with the rebound. The Packers want to run. Don't have numbers. The rope has it right side, and they'll kick it. A little trail here for Fant. And Fant not going to shoot that long trail three-pointer, so they'll set up the half-court offense. And South now wants to work the clock. 29-25. 4:19 to go here, third quarter. Packers have led throughout. With the ball is a rope. A rope from the elbow. Enters it on the baseline. Backing in is Namey. Namey shoots over the top of Shanken. Shot's no good. And rebounded by Homa. So Prep will kick it up ahead here for Smiley. Smiley dribbles into the lane. Little ball fake open momentarily, but he's going to kick it out here for Shanken. Shanken dribbles on the baseline. Weaves around. That's a tough contested shot, and they're going to call the Packers for a foul. A very difficult shot. He was underneath the glass, leaning back into basically the field of play, and hit on the arm. So Fant called for the foul. And for him, that's personal foul number two. So Shanken with two free throws coming up. He's 0 for 1 from three-point range. His first free throw of the game is up and good. Neither team shooting very well, in part because they play great defense, both of them, and in part, some of them have put up some bad shots. Not great shot selection at all for either one of these two teams. Prep shooting 38%, South 34% in the game. Second free throw by Shanken is up and good. Shanken now has 6 in the game. And we got a timeout. 3:53 to go here in the third quarter. It's 29-27. South with a 2-point lead over Prep, and they'll have the basketball. We come back to Pinnacle Bank Arena right after this.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At three times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Again, field goal shooting prep is 10 of 26. South is 11 of 32. So South is shooting 34%. Prep is shooting 38%. And South has yet to hit a three-pointer. They're 0 for 4, while Prep is 2 of 6. Prep shooting pretty well from the free throw line. They're 5 of 6. Omaha South is 7 of 10. 5 turnovers for Prep, 3 for South. And again, the most important statistic that's on the board, Omaha South with a 29-27 lead over Creighton Prep. And South will have the basketball here. Been a great 3 days of basketball. Pinnacle Bank Arena has been busy all 3 days. High school's in action on Thursday. And then yesterday, semifinals here, both at here at the Pinnacle Bank and at the Devaney Center. Again, teams like St. Cecilia will play in three different gymnasiums as they'll play for the state title coming up here at around 9 o'clock. Packers have it in the offensive end. A rope has it. Left wing, they'll get it off here for McGarry. McGarry gets it on the baseline for Namey. Namey has it stripped away. Great help there by Machado. Joe Machado doubling down on the ball. Machado helps bring it up ahead. They'll kick it out here for Szymanitz, and they'll throw it down low. Bucket off glass. Good for Schenken. Now that's Prep passing the ball around, and they force another turnover, and then they're going to call a foul. Prep forces the turnover, and trying to get it back is McSpadden. And McSpadden, they're actually going to say after he lost the ball, he ran into the Prep player. And even though he didn't have the ball, it's going to be a charge. Ball was loose. I thought he was reaching for the ball as his back was to me, and that's where the foul was. They're going to call a offensive foul, even though he didn't have the ball at the time. Szymanitz facing some pressure, brings in the offensive end. McGarry pressuring him, and they'll kick it top of the circle here for Schenken. Schenken looking to hand it off to Machado. Can't because the pressure was too good. And Schenken on the dribble, and he'll hand the ball off. No, he won't. It's stolen away. McGarry with the steal. Lays it off glass. No good. Offensive rebound. Fighting for it there is Fant, and Fant will have a player control foul. Stepping in and playing, making the play there is Schenken after the bad pass, and Bruce Chubbuck Sr. cannot believe the call. Great position there, and I think that's the right call. Leaning in to Schenken. So Fant will be called for both a foul and what essentially is a turnover. We got a little hand check here for South. Well, right now, momentum belongs to Creighton Prep. What doesn't belong to them is a lead. They have never led in the ball game. They're tied at 29 with South, and South will call the timeout with 2:47 to go here in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll check back in here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena right after this timeout.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena. 2:47 to go here in the third quarter. And a good one brewing, as we anticipated. Omaha South and Creighton Prep just going right back at each other. As South and Prep did get together earlier, South won 62-52. That was about middle of the season. That's the only time their paths have crossed. which is somewhat surprising, that they don't run into each other elsewhere. But when they serpentine those districts, a lot of times when the metro schools are just a little bit better than most of the state in basketball, which was the case this year, they don't play each other in the same district, which is why they do the serpentine districts. Ball inbounded to Prep, well covered, but they get it into Schenken. Schenken dribbles out of a little bit of trouble, gives the ball off here for Szymanicz. Szymanicz is going to drive. He's going to spin. He's going to take it off glass, and he's going to head to the line. On the spin, laying it off the glass. A great look at it, but didn't have the finish, but he did get fouled. So Fant picks up the foul, and he walks over to the bench already because that's his fourth foul of the game. And we're at the 2:36 mark of the third quarter. Szymanicz's free throw is no good. And checking in is going to be Anthony Namy. And Fant will come out with those four fouls. Szymanicz taking his time at the line will hit the free throw. He now has seven in the game. So Packers trailing for the first time tonight. That free throw by Prep puts them ahead 30-29, their first lead. Right wing with it is going to be Khalil Walker. Walker, top of the circle, gives it to McGarry. Left wing here for McSpadden. McSpadden will give it off there for Khalil Walker. Everybody cycles through. South being patient. On the dribble here, Walker. Walker is going to reset the offense, take the ball on the dribble to the center jump circle. Now he dribbles on that right side. Bruce Chubbuck Sr. will call out the signals here, what he wants done. They set up a play. A rope gives it off in the corner there for Namy. Namy's pass is going to go in the backcourt. Packers will pick it up, and it'll be over and back. They pick up the ball at the top of the circle, and they'll inbound the ball at the end of the Prep bench. So another turnover here on South. South out-rebounding Prep here, 23-15. But Prep shooting a little bit better to negate that, and they have the lead here, 30-29. So ball inbounded here for Schenken. Schenken gets the ball right back out to Homa. Homa will get it over there to Smiley. Smiley picked up by a rope, and I'll tell you what, a rope was on him like a hand in a glove. And they'll give it to Pritchard. And Pritchard gives left side. And boy, nearly thrown away because Szymanicz was just starting to cut. And the pass down low is going to go off the hands of the Packers and out of bounds. So the Packers will inbound. The Junior Jays inbounding here. Trying to add to a lead. The first lead that they've had. Szymanicz to toss it in on the baseline. Getting it back out here for Homa. Around the perimeter we go. Schenken throws it off left side. Szymanicz will fire the three. No good. Long rebound. Running out with it is going to be a rope. A rope, a two-on-two, a rope ball. Fake has a shot blocked by Smiley. And then they're going to call a foul on Smiley. And Smiley barking a little bit and grabbing him and saying, come with me, is Drew Homa as he takes him away from the official. Smiley called for it, and the official is basically giving him a warning as he comes and walks over to him. And giving him the warning that was about as close to getting a technical as you're going to get and not receive one. By the way, I think Smiley's right. I thought it was clean. But a rope will go to the line and shoot a couple. Then the first one's good. So we're tied at 30. Minute 17 to go. And Smiley, I believe, is going to come out of the game. Yeah, they're going to give him a little bit of a breather as Josh Ludke will take him out as he has three fouls. Tied at 30. Minute 17 to go. We're in the third quarter as a rope will bend the knees, fire the free throw, and it rattles in and out, no good. A couple of Jays fight for it. It goes out of bounds. It was last touched by the guy trying to save it, and Khalil Walker tried to save it, and it goes off of him. Had he not done that, I think it had been South basketball. Inbounded here for Szymanicz. Szymanicz kicks it up ahead. On the run here is going to be Homa. Homa drives. They don't shut him off. Lays off glass. No good. Rebound on the run is going to be a rope. A rope kicks up ahead here for McGarry. McGarry's going to slow it down. Transition on three opportunity for Namy. He passes on that and gives it to Khalil Walker. Final minute of the third quarter. Tied at 30. Driving is going to be Walker, and Walker gets a bucket and foul. Knifing in underneath, got the fingertip roll, hit on the arm, and now has the and one. The foul is going to be on Schenken. And boy, what body control. He was leaning back as he got hit on the body and really was prone when he released the basketball. So Walker's free throw up, no good, and rebounded by the Jays. So Schenken pulls down the rebound after being called for the foul in the offensive end. And Szymanics, 43 seconds left. He'll stop at the free throw line, kicks in the corner, baseline drive here by Homa. Homa off glass, good. Drew Homa with a nice little drive to tie it back at 32 with 32 to play. And I'm sure Bruce Chubbuck Sr. will have them run the clock here for the last shot. By the way, Bruce Chubbuck Jr. is on the coaching staff at Omaha South as well. His dad coached his son back in the, what'd that be, about the late 80s. With the ball here is McGarry. 8 seconds left. Gives the top of the circle. Open for three is Namey. Namey's three is no good. Rebound tipped to hit the baseline with 3.7 to go, and South can't believe it. I thought that that was touched by Prep. And I don't think they're going to show the replay here. I think it was last touched by Prep, too. Ball's inbounded to Prep. Half-court shot at the buzzer. Off the back of the iron, no good for Szymanics. And so we'll head to the fourth quarter. Win the quarter, you'll win a state title because Omaha South and Creighton Prep are deadlocked at 32 here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. So we'll decide the fifth state championship of the day here on the ESPN Superstation. Omaha South and Creighton Prep, 32 all. And we'll come back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth for the fourth quarter right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Omaha South, Creighton Prep for the Class A State Championship. And what we've had two really good games here. The D2 final went to double overtime. Exeter Milligan over Bancroft Rosalie, 67-62. Who knows? Maybe we're heading to overtime here. We're certainly on pace for it because we're deadlocked at 32. As the Packers will have possession to start things off here. A rope to throw it in. He'll have no pressure on him, nor will McGarry as he brings it across the timeline. So here comes South. He's used up the dribble and will give it off right wing for Khalil Walker. Walker steps inside for a long two, no good. Well short, and Homa pulls down the rebound. So here comes Prep. Szymanics brings it up ahead, throws it in the corner. Quick three-pointer here for the Jays. No good, and rebounded by the Packers. That was McGarry. Again, a very quick shot. I'm not a big fan of it. Kick into the corner. There's a transition three for Namey, and Namey hit it. Difference there, Namey was posted up, asking for the ball, and was in rhythm, and he stroked in a three-pointer. So Prep gets the ball back here. Homa in the hurry. On the run. Takes off glass. They don't shut him off, and he lays it in. Drew Homa being able to outrun that defense, and nobody stepped in front of it. And so an easy bucket there for Prep. But Homa using some quicks. So McGarry has it here. Prep down by one. South with the lead. Prep led only a couple of times for probably a grand total of 90 seconds in this game. Top of the circle, McSpadden has it. McSpadden, he's going to back up. That's a tough three. It's going to be short. And rebounded by Whittacy. Long outlet pass here for Homa. Homa in traffic. Shot no good. Nothing but White jerseys there pulling down the rebound. So here comes Namey, the offensive end. He'll dribble down to the baseline. Kick it back out top of the circle here for McSpadden. And McSpadden will give it off here for Khalil Walker, and Walker will slow it down. Get a good shot. That's the kind of the barking orders for both teams. Dribbling up is Khalil Walker. That was a contested shot. Missed it. Rebounded by Szymanec, and Szymanec drives all the way in, and he'll lay it up and in. They didn't shut him off again. Again, in transition, after a missed shot, Prep, the rebounder, is able to drive all the way in and get to the rim. So now Prep has the lead, 36-35, with 6:03 to go. Prep in the half-court offense has taken bad shots. In transition, they've looked pretty good here in the fourth quarter. Here's a rope. He will get the ball on the baseline to Namey. Back around the perimeter. A rope has it now. Top of the circle. Left wing. They get it now for McGarry. McGarry on the baseline. Drives. Contact. Kicks it out. And they're going to change the offense here again. As on that right side is going to be McGarry. And the pass can be tipped around. Prep forces the turnover. Nice defensive play there by Szymanec. Szymanec gave it away. Gets it back. Drives the baseline. Kicks in the corner. They kick it out. Open for three is Pritchard. Missed it. Rebounded by Walker, and here come the Packers. He'll throw the ball up ahead here for McGarry. McGarry gives it on the baseline. Drive, and it's going to be a charge. Stepping in and collecting the charge is going to be Machado. Machado was there plenty of time. I think that's absolutely the right call. Machado stopped and got popped. He was set. He wasn't set for long, but he was set. That's a great defensive play there by Machado to take a bucket off the board. When the official looked to see whether or not it went in, I thought he was going to call the block instead of the charge. And Coach Chubbuck is barking at the officials a little bit, but I think absolutely Machado made a heck of a play. Szymanec in the offensive end. Szymanec throws it off that left side, hustling down, trying to get the ball as Namey, and Namey does force the turnover. So Anthony Namey gets the ball back here for the Packers. A rope will throw it off on the left side for McGarry. McGarry will cycle through after giving it to Fant. Fant's going to drive off glass. No good. Rebound and running with it is Homa. Homa in the lane. Dumping in the corner. Open is Pritchard for three. Short. And rebounded by the Packers again. Another one and done. Namey brings in the offensive end. I like the shot. It was in rhythm. It's what Pritchard wanted to do. But Pritchard, 1 of 7 from the field, 0 for 4 from behind the arc. He is not shooting the ball the way he normally does. Right side, Namey gives it off to McSpadden. McSpadden is shut off, so they'll kick it top of the circle here for Fant. South trailing it 36-35, 4:15 to go, and they just want to make sure they get a good look at it. Ball's on the hip of Makur Arope. And a rope will dribble. Hands off here for McSpadden. McSpadden back out for McGarry. And again, they're just doing this weave thing. And a rope has it. Gives it off for McSpadden. McSpadden drives. Loses the basketball. Prep on the run. Pritchard throws it up ahead to Smiley. Smiley off glass. Good. And Prep with their largest lead of the game. 38-35. And a timeout here for South. 3:47 to go in the Class A state championship. And the Prep fans, the Prep players, all feeling a little bit of swagger right now as they have a three-point lead with 3:47 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take the timeout with them. 38-35, Prep with a lead, and South will inbound the ball. We come back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Right in front of us, inbound the basketball, is going to be a rope. As they'll get the ball in here to McGarry. And again, right now, South needs a bucket. Does not have to be a three. They just need to get a good look. McGarry will get it to the elbow into the hands of Fant. Fant's going to back out. He has the top of the circle. Gives it off here from McSpadden. Man-to-man defense right now for Prep. Not a lot of movement without the ball here for the Packers. McSpadden We'll give it off on the right side for McGarry. And we've got a pushing foul in underneath. And that's going to go against Prep. That's going to be Whittesey. That's just the first on him. So now Prep's been called for four fouls. South has been called for six. So Prep right now is in the bonus with 3:25 to go. And again for Prep, maybe they want to commit a foul now and again. Even though they have the lead, they might need to commit a foul later on and create a one-on-one situation. But I didn't see where the foul took place, but the inbounds is going to be kicked. And Prep substituting liberally here as Will Schenken going to check back in. Packers on the baseline to trigger it in. That's going to be McGarry. Nope, now they're going to change it. It's going to be Khalil Walker to inbound it. And Walker will get it in here in the hands of McGarry. McGarry in the corner over there. Kicks it down here for Fant. Fant from the wing on the right side. Kicks now over there to McGarry. And the entry pass can be deflected and intercepted by Chemnitz. Chemnitz with a great defensive play. And Smiley brings in the offensive end. And we'll have a timeout here for Prep. They want to set up something. They would love to get up by a couple of possessions with about 3 minutes to go in the game. It's 3:11 right now. Prep leading at 38-35. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back right after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Welcome back to the Nebraska National Bank broadcast booth. We're here in Lincoln for the Class A State Championship. Prep right now with a 38-35 lead. Our presenting sponsors include Buzz's Marine. Don't forget Buzz's Spring Sales Event begins a week from today, March 21st through the 28th at Buzz's Marine on South Central Avenue in Kearney. Right in front of us, Prep will inbound the basketball. Homa will throw it in the backcourt. And Chemnitz brings it up, gives it to Homa. Homa's going to drive and has it swatted away, but loose ball picked up by Pritchard. Pritchard kicks it back around here for Schenken. Schenken drives, loses it, takes it off glass. Offensive rebound, Pritchard. Pritchard will put it up and in. Couple of offensive rebounds turn into a couple of points here for Prep, and they lead by five with 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. On the dribble right wing, using up the dribble is going to be Walker, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. They're looking inside now for Fant, and they'll kick it now top of the circle near midcourt for Namey. Namey gives it off right wing here for Walker. Walker now has the dribble top of the circle, dribbles to the left side. Fant wants it down low. He's asking for it, but they'll get it at the free throw line for Namey, and Namey 15-foot jumper won't fall. Rebounded by Smiley. Here comes Prep on the run. Prep is going to give it out. Trail opportunity here for Chemnitz. Chemnitz is going to drive with it, and he lays it off glass and in. Strong drive on that right side. They had to respect his three-point shooting. That gave him a little lane to drive through, and now Prep has a seven-point lead. South calls timeout. 2:09, fourth quarter, Creighton Prep 42, Omaha South 35. Packers call the timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll return for the Class A State Championship game. The final 2:09 right after this.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
Welcome back here to the Pinnacle Bank Arena. It's Class A State Championship game right now. Creighton Prep, they're on a nice little roll here. They have their largest lead of the game. The last field goal for Omaha South occurred very early on in this quarter as Namey hit it, and that made it 35-32 at that point. But since then, they haven't scored. 10 straight points here for Creighton Prep. And they lead it 42-35. Their last lead was at 35-34. My apologies. So it's been 8 straight points here for Creighton Prep. No, it's 10. It's been 10. In any event, Prep has the momentum, but South has the basketball. On the baseline, we'll step through here by Walker. Walker shot's no good. Offensive rebound by Walker, and he'll take it off glass and in. Well, there was a lot of desire and a lot of want to there by Khalil Walker, as he had to do some battle to get the basketball. Chemnitz brings in the offensive end. They don't shut him off. He drives, takes it off glass, no good. Second putback is tipped around and rebounded by Fant. So a tip, Fant comes up with it. McGarry throws it on the baseline. And is it a walk? Yep, he stepped on the baseline. Tipped around by Prep. Fant was able to come down with it. He was battling with another player. I thought maybe they might call a whole hell ball, but Fant had his foot on the baseline, hit that toe, touches the line, and the official right on it. You can see him as he makes the call. He has his head down, looking right at the baseline and that toe. So it is going to be Prep basketball with 94 seconds to go. Now, South does not have to commit the foul here. If they do, it would create a 1-1. They really want to steal the inbounds or force a turnover, and they do knock the ball loose. And it was last touch by the Packers. Stepping in underneath was McGarry. And McGarry knocked it away. And he was an eyelash away from intercepting the inbounds. No, they're going to say it was off of Prep. My apologies. So they do force the turnover. I misread the indication there. Ball is inbounded here for Walker. And Walker going to be fouled immediately. Prep has a couple of fouls to give here. Holman has called for the foul. That's now just five team fouls against Creighton Prep. So with an idea that the game is going to be tight down the stretch, you might want to commit a foul for a 1-1, depending on what happens here in the next 93 seconds. Packers going to inbound it on the baseline, and they'll lob it up ahead for Walker. Walker in the lane, has a shot blocked. Ball rolling around, fighting for it is Homa, and it's going to roll out into the hands of the Packers. Picked up here by McSpadden. Expanding kids left side, three-pointer for a rope, no good. Offensive rebound, and then the foul. And Fant getting involved with a couple of different junior Jays there. It's getting a little chippy. Prep with a 42-37 lead, a minute 19 to go. And McGarry trying to put that tip in, hit on the arm, so he's going to be shooting a couple. Schenken's called for the foul. And McGarry at the line for two, and the first one's good. Crucial that they make some free throws. Omaha South now 64% from the line. They're 9 of 14. Minute 19 to go, 38-42. A free throw here by McGarry would make it a one-possession game with the Class A state title on the line. McGarry trying to make it a three-point game, and that's exactly what number three does. And again, South will pressure the ball. Running the baseline is Homa. Homa gets the ball back after he inbounded it to Chemnitz. Homa dribbles down the sideline, has it knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Packers. Reaching around and knocking it away was Khalil Walker. Walker was hoping that maybe it would bounce off somebody or maybe be picked up by one of the Packers. But it's going to stay with the Junior Jays here. And again, Prep has to look to score. They can't think they're going to run off in 72 seconds. Ball's inbounded, and they'll kick into the corner. Pritchard's going to slow it down a little bit, and they're going to go out with him. He's been picked up by a rope, and they give it off here on the left side for Schenken, and Prep's going to call a timeout. They're going to try to set something up. They need to do more than just protect the basketball. They do lead it 42-39 with a minute two to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take the timeout with him. 102 to go in the Class A state championship. Prep 42, South 39, back after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Kind of mentioned this earlier. A rope early on in the season blew out his knee. Very good basketball player, as they're already talking about him playing at the University of Nebraska. And he's still on the roster, even though he will not see any action. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life, two locations in Kearney. And it's gotten a little chippy as the pressure cooker is going, and a five-second call. Prep can't get it inbounds. Packers shutting off all the passing lanes, and Prep cannot get the ball inbounds. So Packers with the opportunity to tie it here. They don't have to shoot a three-pointer. There's still plenty of time with a minute two left. And the Packers have a timeout left. Prep has two. Ball inbounded here for McGarry. McGarry's going to hand it off to Arope. Arope's going to drive. Arope's going to fly in there. Missed the shot. And then we got a whistle on the rebound. It was pulled down by Szymanec. Szymanec got the rebound, and now he'll step to the free throw line. Szymanec, one out of two from the free throw line, and the immediate foul. So Szymanec on the season is a 67% free throw. Am I looking at that right? He is a 63% free throw shooter, and the free throw is up and good. 42 of 67 on the season, and now he'll improve that 63% percentage, hitting the first of now two as he hits the front end of a 1-1. 4-point lead, 52 seconds to go. Second free throw good. 44-39, Prep with a 5-point lead. Packers with the basketball. McGarry fires a long three-pointer, no good. Rebound pulled down by Homa. And then the foul is going to be called on Fant. And that is now his fifth personal foul. So Fant, his service to Omaha South has concluded for the season. He's just a junior. He'll be back. But he has fouled out of the ball game with 8 points and four rebounds. Drew Homa at the line. He got the rebound, and now he'll have the opportunity to add a little bit more distance here. He missed the front end of the 1-1, rebounded by Namey, uncontested because there was no Prep players down there. On the dribble here is going to be McGarry. McGarry drives, takes it off glass, gets the bucket, and a timeout called with 32.3 to go. Last timeout of the game here for Omaha South. And they're going to put on the press. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Creighton Prep, 44. Omaha South, 41. 32.3 to go in the state championship game. Prep will inbound the ball, or at least try to, when we come back after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena. Creighton Prep with a 44-41 lead over Omaha South. South has used their last timeout. Possession arrow is pointing to Prep. Prep still has two timeouts left. Both teams are in the bonus. And even a foul by Omaha South would only set up a 1-1 here for Creighton Prep. Prep just moments ago could not inbound it, but here they get to run the baseline if they need to. They had a 5-second call as they couldn't inbound it. Homa has it. He's staying put. Now he's running the baseline and we'll get off here for Szymanec. Szymanec gives it back to Homa, and it's going to be Szymanec who's fouled, and he's going to go to the line. Mentioned it before, comes in with a 63% shooting percentage on the season. Today, he's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, and this will be the last 1-1 for Creighton Prep. Any South foul from here on out will result in two free throws. So 29.1 to go. This is a big free throw. Not only would it give you a second opportunity to score, but it would also make it a two-possession game in the final 30 seconds. 29.1 to go, to be precise. Szymanec at the line. The junior's free throw is no good and rebounded by Arope. So here come the Packers. They give it off on the right wing as Walker has it. Gives it off here for a rope. A rope going to hand it off here for McGarry. 16 seconds left. McGarry, they're covering him pretty well, so he'll give it off left side for McSpadden. McSpadden going to hand it off here. Driving is going to be Namey. Namey kicks it out. Three-pointer for McGarry. Short. Rebounded by Prep. Smiley has it. Smiley dribbling away with 2 seconds left. Going to be fouled with 1.1 to go. And Smiley with that rebound may have sealed it. If he hits one of two free throws, he will have done exactly that. The high five and the hug for Tyson Smiley from Thomas Pritchard. And that's a pretty good 1-2 punch. Jersey numbers 1 and 2, pun intended. Smiley with a 1-2 punch as well, pulling down the rebound. And now if he hits one of two free throws, it'll be a two-possession game with not enough time for South to do anything about it. Not even a miracle. And the free throw is good. Prep has won a state championship in 24, 35, 36, 40, 45, 1964, 69, 76, 91, 94, 2009, and now here in 2015. Second free throw is good. The Packers are going to inbound it, and as soon as they touch it, that's going to do it. Prep has won the Class A state championship, 46 to 41. It was a battle all the way down the stretch. But again, hitting some free throws down the stretch. They were 10 of 14 from the line. They closed the gap a little bit in terms of rebounding, and they hit two big three-pointers down the stretch, the only two that they hit in the game. And Prep goes on to win this one, a final of 46 to 41 as they come away with the state title. South will be content for a runner-up trophy. And it was a hard-fought ball game. Holy cow. Prep wins it by 5, 46-41. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show as we'll total up the numbers when we come back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back. It's the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Creighton Prep, 46, Omaha South, 41. Prep now has won their 12th state championship, their first one since 2005. So it's taken them, 2009, looked at the wrong number, since 2009. So their first state title in 6 years, but that's about the pace they have as they've been to the state basketball tournament 54 times and have won 12 state championships. And again, some of the numbers we would look at, Omaha South shot 31% in the game. Prep was 39%. And free throw shooting, well, both teams pretty even. 10 of 14 for Prep, 10 of 15 for Omaha South. But again, total rebounds kind of balanced out a little bit. South had a huge lead. They still won the battle, 36 to 29. But again, some second chance points. South had 12, only six for Prep, but Prep had some big rebounds late. And points off turnover, Creighton Prep had 11 points off turnovers, South only six. And that's a difference of five, and, well, that's kind of the score on the scoreboard as five-point win here, 46-41. Let's take a look at the individual numbers. First of all, for Omaha South, who end their season now at 23-3 on the year. And for them, leading the way with double digits was Khalil Walker. He finished with 10. Monty McGarry also had 10 points, 8 for Noah Fant, 9 for Anthony Namey, 4 points for McCore Arope, and total all that up, that would be 41 points here in the ballgame for Omaha South, who come away with second place. For the state champions from Prep, they had a couple players in double digits. Nathan Shimonitz came off the bench and finished with 13 points in the ballgame, had some big free throws down the stretch and hit 2 3-pointers. The only 3-pointers made here by Prep in the game. So off the bench, Shimonitz is really the hero with those 13 points. Tyson Smiley pulled down the rebound and then hit a couple of free throws that sealed the deal. He finished with 10 in the game. William Schenken with 8, 3 for Chad Whittesey. 4 points for Thomas Pritchard. 8 points for Drew Homa. And again, in the first half, Creighton Prep shot 42%. Only shot 34% in the second half. And for Omaha South, they end up shooting 22% in the second half. So they dropped their shooting percentage from the first half to the second. And as a result, Creighton Prep was able to catch them up. And eventually, once Prep got that lead in the fourth quarter, they did not relinquish it as they go on to win this one by a final of 46-41 to win their 12th state championship. Well, 5 state champions have been crowned here. In Class A, it's Creighton Prep. Elkhorn South 1B. C1 goes to Winnebago. D1 goes to High Plains. Exeter Milligan 1D2. And only one more crown to hand out. It'll either go to Freeman or St. Cecilia, as that'll be our last game of the day here on ESPN Radio. And don't forget, we'll also have it simulcast live on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, as well as worldwide on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Once again, Creighton Prep, they come away with a state title. They're 26-2 on the year and avenge one of those two losses. They lost by 10 early in the season to South, but they beat South with a state title when it mattered the most, 46-41. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Caleb Henry back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back in about 20, 25 minutes or so with the pregame of St. Cecilia and Freeman right here on ESPN Radio and on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.